My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
David, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dom, and thanks, Dan. I'm excited to be moving into that number one spot.
Yeah.
Oh, it's happening.
Well,
now,
as I understand it in the Inquirer, you learned about this, the allure of this, from somebody that had, David, some kind of rights, essentially. You're already a successful entrepreneur, and you pounced.
Yeah, there were a couple of Philly-based entrepreneurs back in the 90s that sort of bought the company out of bankruptcy and kept the brand alive, but, you know, it was not... It was not the Horn and Hardart that you probably remember, Dom. So I met one of those entrepreneurs back in about 2017 or so, and I really fell in love with the brand. At the time, his name's Al. He was trying to revive the brand's coffee line, and I just remember being really sort of obsessed with the brand and the history of it. I love history. I love iconic American companies, and so this really sort of fit into that. And then when I was looking for my next job, I reached out to him in 2022 and said, hey, Al, I want to bring Horn and Hardart back, and not just the coffee, not just an automat. I want to bring the whole brand back. And it took some convincing, but here we are about a year and a half later, and we're rocking and rolling.
So was coffee the template, the face of the brand, David?
So coffee was, it sort of was. It originated in Philly in 1888. The first Horn and Hardart opened on South 13th Street in 1888. And they were widely known for their coffee. So it was a very, very high-quality coffee that you really couldn't get anywhere else at that time. And throughout the years, even, Horn and Hardart sold about 90 million cups of coffee out of their automats every single year. So when we were looking to bring it back, the first thing that we realized, you know, would be the probably the easiest and the best and the one that would set us up for long-term success was the coffee. So we're back. The coffee is available that was in the iconic automats. And that's, of course, on our website right now that we're shipping nationwide.
What's the website, David?
HornandHardart.com.
And, David, what are the other products? Are there any other than the coffee at this point?
So the coffee is, we have some merchandise, but the coffee is our product at the moment that we're selling. And this next phase, the coffee really set us up for a retail location. And so that's our next plan. So the food that you probably remember, we've modernized the menu a little bit, but you're, I think, going to walk into a Horn and Hardart and feel very at home if you remember it, you know, going in the 80s or 70s.
The rice pudding. That's always with our listeners. They were crying with Horn and Hardart. It's the rice pudding, Dom. They caught.
You know, we've got that recipe still. So.
Oh, good, good. So my producer, Dan, does not get it, and you're a youngish guy, but you get it. You said you're in the article I read, somewhat of a history nerd. Of the appeal, you see it as line jumping or cutting. You don't have to wait for the waiter and waitress to come back for the millionth time just for something. You can go and get it.
Yeah. As much as I would love to bring this back as like a nostalgia, you know, place that I can go and live out my mid-century 1950s and 60s dreams, this actually is a really good business today. And that was my pitch and is my pitch going forward. We're sort of actively fundraising right now for it. The automat machines, it's 100-year-old technology, but it's really self-service. So you walk in, there's no lines, there's no waiting, there's no tipping. You just walk in, visually look at your food through the windows, tap your credit card, and take it out. Wow. It's a really, really cool, unique experience that we don't have in the United States. There's a couple of them still in Europe that exist, but and I visited them and had really good experiences. And so this really makes sense, business sense today, for a really good concept.
And you think within a year, potentially, and I assume Philadelphia would be one of the leaders if you do it.
Philly is it. So we're looking at Philadelphia and New York, which were the major markets for Horn and Hardart. But we're roasting our coffee here. The company is set up here in Philly, and we're looking in, you know, in Philadelphia for our first location.
I'd like to broadcast behind, and they put a nickel in every time they want to hear me talk for you, David, but that's just a dream. Now my producer Dan has been on me over the last three and a half, four years about this crazy notion.
I got a couple questions, Tom, and I want to underline first the savvy business nature of this guy's decision, because, David, I want to, like, we're on the precipice now of innovation, of automation, and in the word automation is the word automat, so... Yeah, right here, you almost might be the forefather, the forerunner in food automation to a new degree. I mean, this isn't even what McDonald's or other fast foods are doing, and I'm assuming it's going to be high-quality foods. But I want to know, how far does the automation go? Are you guys working on robotics behind the scenes to make the food? Are you going to have chefs behind the scenes? And what kind of food are these chefs or robots going to be making and putting up there in the little the cabinets or whatever you have to serve the food?
Yeah, so when we're talking about automation in restaurants, we are hearing a lot of, obviously, robots making food, and that's not really my goal. So my goal is to be the best self-service restaurant, you know, quick service that you can go to. So we're really focused on self-service and making that experience the best. From behind the scenes, I still plan on having some people. You know, it's not... I'm not looking to completely eliminate people out of here. And I think if you did that, you do remove some of that human touch. I think it's a little bit of a bleak future if, you know, we just talk to robots all day. So having some of that human touch and human elements in the stores, I think, are really important. So we're looking at how to allow people to serve themselves, but with that, you know, kind of human element, which Horn and Hardart did for almost 100 years.
And I often joke with Dom that I say that food, you know, oh, it's going to be sitting there for 8 hours.
Oh, come on.
As a businessman, we know that there's not going to be food sitting there for 8 hours. You know, you'll have it up there. But because you're not going to have food sitting there and you got to put food up there, I'm sure you got to accommodate for a lot of food waste, no? And how do you accommodate for that? And like, how does it work? Say you have food sitting up there for a while. How do you accommodate that?
So I will say that this is a very hard concept to get right, which is why probably no one else has done it over the past 30 years since the last Horn and Hardart closed. There's a lot of those challenges to think through. And now Horn and Hardart, back in the day, the average time that food sat in the windows was about 3 minutes. So they were very, very high volume, and they knew that, you know, they would put ice cream in, and it wouldn't even, they didn't even have cooled windows, and the ice cream wouldn't even melt before it was taken out. So it was a very, very high volume place. Today, we are going to have cold windows, hot windows, and so the food that's in there is fresh. It will be kept hot or cold, and it is going to be high-quality food. So, yeah, there's some logistics to work through as far as food waste, but, you know, one of the great things Horn and Hardart did for Philadelphia and for New York was they had these day-old shops where all the food went to. And so they had a couple of those across the city, and I would look to, obviously not waste food. You know, we're not going to be throwing away food, so...
David, couldn't be more thrilled. Thank you. Thanks for reviving this. You probably have a sense, but I can tell you in talk radio, people hearing this are already saying, within a year, let's start counting down. That Horn and Hardart is back with a new twist to it of modern life and dealing with it. It makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah, I hope so. And, you know, I've been counting down the days, too, and we're all really excited to see it go from a concept about a year ago and, you know, kind of no menu and just an idea to designs and a menu and a full concept here.
Well, the menu's there.
Are really excited.
You got to tell us what the best thing you guys are going to serve. What's going to be the featured
item?
What's
the menu? Yeah.
I can't release.
Come on.
Understandable.
But I will say, for this will make Dom happy, about 50% of the menu items are original H&H recipes.
Okay.
So a lot of that food does carry over. So if people would like to learn more, you just go to hornandhardart.com, and we've got our plan up there.
Please keep us in the loop. We need a monthly update on Horn and Hardart, so the construction. And would you put it in Center City, David? Do you know?
So we're looking at a couple neighborhoods in Philly. Center City, obviously, is a big one. But
I would give you, if I'd be so bold, there too. I know you probably have researchers and all, but I would tell you that somewhere in Northeast Philly or somewhere in South Philly.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Germantown. You wanted one next
well,
door.
Well, right. Well, you know, you could do it. I would give you the location off air in Germantown, and I could be there two or three times a day. But South Philly and Northeast Philly, that's a lot of connection to this.
Well, I guess if you could broadcast there two or three times a day and bring all of your listeners, then we've got a really good business. So.
We will be doing that. You can rest assured, David.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.